If I can have your attention here in the media center, we are now joined by the 2018 Daytona 500 champion, and that is none other than Austin Dillon, driver of the number 3 American Ethanol Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. We'll start with questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll go to Greg and then to Lee.
Hey, Austin. Greg Engel, Auto Week, CupScene.com. Obviously, on the tail of that, what's it like coming back here for a summer race as the Daytona 500 champion?
Oh, it feels great. You know, anytime you come through the tunnel and you've been able to win a couple races here, and I've enjoyed this place from the beginning. I feel like I've been coming here since I was born. It's like a second home to me, and know a lot of people here, and I even come back for Easter most of the time to Daytona. So always enjoy coming down here and an opportunity to go have a chance to win a race. You feel better when you get to the speedways because the playing feels leveled, you feel like.
We'll go to Lee and then to Bob.
Lee Spencer, RaceBoys.com. How many times have you relived that last lap in your mind, you know, since then to now?
No, quite a few. It's a good feeling coming to the checker flag and the entire field is behind you. Anytime you can relive those moments, you try to and think about it, and it's kind of like a dream, you know. It's you come to the checker flag and all you see is people behind you and nothing in front of you.
And are you surprised that we've gone this long without another Chevrolet win?
Yeah, very surprised. You know, there was a lot going into this season. A lot of people were pumped up about the Chevy Camaro, and we haven't delivered the wins that we thought our camp would this year as far as that goes. And you know, we're working hard, though, as a group to get closer. You know, Larson had a great shot at Chicago. That's positive, and hopefully we can figure out how to get the speed that his Camaro has shown all year.
Go next to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. An ISC executive today, when talking about softness in attendance, said that there's still a little bit of lack of star power in the sport right now, and that that hopefully the stable young drivers coming along will start to win and build their brands. And I'm curious, I still consider you a young driver. So do you feel any pressure to win for the sake of the sport?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be one of those people, obviously, that fans gravitate to, for sure. You know, I've got a lot of people, though, not just fans, that I'm out there trying to win for each and every weekend with the company at RCR and Welcome North Carolina that depend on us to run well. You know, that's the way they eat back at home. But for sure, you know, I want to go win and bring that personality to the sport. I feel like I have a good personality and enjoy having fun and create that. But it all comes with winning too. You know, you got to win a lot, and that's what the fans want. But I think you see races like last week. That was a solid race for our sport. And I enjoyed the all-star package, those type of things that we can try and keep doing and can create those names. I truthfully think that, you know, as a sport too, as a whole, we have to look at how we create those superstars that you're wanting to see. If these young guys are coming in that we want them to win, how do we put them in the best position, I guess, you know, and it is what it is, and we'll keep working hard to do that, I think.
We'll go to this gentleman here in blue, then the mic, and then back to Edgar.
Austin, right here, middle. The Daytona 500 speaks for itself, but how would you describe this race and what it means to the sport?
Oh, this race is, it's everything, the Daytona 500. Are you talking about the second race, though?
The race this weekend.
This weekend? I think this is, it's a great, it's July 4th weekend is what I always remember as the fireworks at the 400. And it's a relaxed version of the 500 where guys are probably more apt to do things earlier in the race to get in position to win because, you know, where points are right now. And the first one of the year, there's a lot of hype going into it. And this time, you feel like it's, all right, we're showing up to race. The first one, it feels like, holy cow, you're showing up for everything. It all depends on this first week, how you start the season and where everything goes. But this one kind of feels more of just a regular race weekend, but you're in one of the fastest tracks we go to all year long.
Mike?
Mike Hembree, USA Today. Last lap racing here now. Is there any move that's not okay anymore? I know you were in a situation where you had some blocking issues with Eric, and that's the move you made. But is it kind of wide open last lap or not?
I thought Elliott Sadler answered your question earlier pretty well, you know, when it comes to the last lap. Everybody, I think, I see red on the last lap. You know, if I'm in the right position, I'm trying to finish the best I can finish for my team. And just like Bob said, you know, creating these heroes from the young guys. And when you're given those opportunities, it doesn't matter who's in front of you. The guys that are heroes of NASCAR in the past, you know, they did what it took to win when they were given that opportunity. People didn't like it, but that's also what creates rivalries, and rivalries are great. That's what sports are built off of. You know, there's got to be a guy that people don't like, and there's got to be a guy that people do like or want to see win. And that's kind of the whole part of it. I thought it was great what we saw last week from Kyle and Larson and Busch. But, you know, that's the type of fire you need from everybody.
Go to Edgar, then to Dan Gelston, then to Woody, and then to Dustin.
Edgar Thompson, the Orlando Sentinel. Austin, just now you're at the season's midpoint. What's maybe the one thing that stands out to you as the biggest surprise so far this season?
Only six winners is pretty surprising. And I feel like with only six winners, I feel like these are the best drivers in the world, and we may not be at the right package right now where we are not getting enough winners, but that's my opinion. I feel like there's 40 guys out there that can get it done, and only six have won. There's probably an advantage at some point in those six, in my opinion.
And a follow-up, Jimmy Johnson, winless the first half. I mean, kind of shocking. What do you kind of attribute that to? Are you seeing signs from him that you think he'll turn around in the second half?
Yeah, and let me rephrase what I just said about an advantage. Those guys have done a good job to get an advantage. They've worked hard in the offseason. They've put their cars, the best cars they can possibly build, with great drivers. So they're doing their job. But obviously we got to do a job to get more winners. I feel like at only six, it's kind of tough to see that. It's a record, I think, for NASCAR to only have six winners at this point in the season. And Jimmy, yeah, you know, I think everybody in the Chevrolet camp is frustrated when it comes to not seeing the wins up on the board. And I know Jimmy is too, because walked by Chad Canales after Sonoma and I said, "Hey, man, you guys look like you had a pretty good car today." And he didn't even know I was there because he was so mad. And he stopped and he turned around and said, "Hey, man, sorry about that. I'm just frustrated. I want to get back to victory lane." So I don't know if that sums it up for you.
We'll go to Dan, Woody, Dustin, and we'll finish up here with Matt Weaver.
Dan Gelston, Associated Press. Austin, tomorrow you're getting your handprints and cement here. What were some of the bigger perks, some of the cooler things you got to do because of your win here in February?
Well, there's been a lot. You know, it's really special. I would say some of my favorite things were the New York. I had an interview with a guy at New York Stock Exchange it was a podcast. And it was probably one of the best interviews I've ever sat down and been able to have with someone. They just asked me great questions and brought some like really interesting stories along with it. I wish I could come up with the name of the podcast right now, but it was New York Stock Exchange. It was like their podcast, and the guy was just epic to talk to. And then Shaquille O'Neal was really cool. I sat in a room, like a really small radio room, and he was piled into the corner of it, and he wrapped his hand twice around my hand when I shook it, and he just told me some really cool things. So it was cool hanging out with Shaq, because always been a big fan of him. Live with Kelly and Ryan, I was nervous for that. I don't get nervous much anymore, and that made me nervous. And then last week, the Cubs, I did the seventh inning stretch. That was really special. A lot of people have been texting me about that, and I was nervous for that one too. Anytime you get nervous about certain things, you know it's a big deal, and feels good to do that stuff. It was fun. A lot of great things with the 500 win.
Okay. We'll go next to Woody, then to Dustin.
Woody came with MRN. Austin, just a few weeks away from your annual celebrity basketball tournament. Can you tell us anything about the guest list and some of the ringers, and who's the odds-on favorite this year?
still working hard on the guest list, but we got some guys that the usual suspects are going to be showing up back at the tournament. D'Angelo Williams is going to MC it again this year, and he's pretty funny because he pretty much talks people into doing really stupid stuff on the court because he calls them out, and he's just a regular jokester. Chris Rice and the college racing team kind of stunk up the show last year. They brought in some young guns that were college basketball players. I had to tell the one kid before, don't embarrass me right here, because I could just tell he was three times as athletic as I was at that point in my stage. But it was fun, and this year is going to be a great time too. It's the same place at Catawba College, August 1st. Any of the media members, we'd love to have you out there. It's a blast. Brad Miller says he's coming for it this year. He came to Sonoma race, and he played for the Bulls. And he said he picked up a basketball for the first time last week to get ready for it. So, you know, he doesn't pick it up very often. He's usually just hunting and fishing. But he said he's bringing the heat this year, so I'll give him the odds on. If he really wanted to dominate, he probably could. But
surprised you didn't invite Shaq.
Yeah, I know. I try to invite Shaq, but I think he's a little busy.
We'll go to Dustin, and then we'll finish up with Matt.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Related to what Bob was asking earlier, just about the ISC executive making that comment, does that bother you that an executive of a company that runs many of the tracks is citing among the factors the lack of the youth performance so far this season?
I don't think it bothers me that he said that. I just want to know what we do about it. You know what I mean? That would be, you know, how do you move forward with that? Because the guys that are in this sport are talented enough to win. So, and we haven't made any changes this year to the packages that we're running. You know, each and every week, you probably can guess, every media member in here, who the top three guys are probably going to be. I mean, I bet if everybody had to bet their house on it, they'd pick between three guys right now, maybe four. But... so I don't know. I bet he would too. Can I follow
up on that? We're going to go next to Matt. Matt Weaver, Auto Week. You had talked earlier about seeing red, especially at a plate race where you can make opportunities happen. So considering that you're one of the guys who's already locked in, and not that you're coasting, but you're kind of already in the inside, do you have to be wary of guys who are going to be seeing red, trying to make things happen? And do you expect that sort of aggression because there's so many guys who need to win and lock themselves in?
I'd say this race weekend is probably going to be one of the most aggressive you see. I mean, everybody has an opportunity this weekend that they don't get every other weekend. And if you're in that position, yeah, you're going to do crazy things to make it happen. And I'll be doing the same because I want to get bonus points because I haven't been able to get them all year long. Been trying, but this is not that easy.
Austin, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.